At one time, Frankfurt had several downtown theaters, including the Capitol and the Grand. The more opulent Capitol fell to the wrecking ball in the 1970s, but the Grand, built in the early 1900s, somehow survived. Originally a vaudeville house, it later featured silent movies and was wired for talkies in the 1920s. Local attorney Marvin Coles remembers going to the Grand to see cowboy stars of his youth.
Lash LaRue, and I was thinking about Smiley Burnett. At the Grand Theater, they had more live entertainment, you might say, on Saturday afternoons and matinees, and they kind of wanted the young people down there, and a lot of young people went to that theater all the time.
The Grand, renovated and expanded in the early 1940s, operated as a movie theater until 1966. But like many theaters of its day, the Grand fell on hard times and eventually was converted into office space. The chairs were ripped out, the sloped floor was leveled, dropped ceilings hid the balcony, and for a while it served as an auction house. But significantly, the L-shaped theater's original configuration remained. And in January 2005, the nonprofit group Save the Grand Theater was formed to transform the building into a multi-purpose community arts center. Now that the $4 million project is winding down, we took a tour of the restored theater with Foundation President Bill Cull. We began out front beneath the brightly colored neon-lit replica of the original marquee.
We've used the photos of it to reproduce and to reinstall the marquee in 2006. We got a Main Streets grant that we used to do that.
Okay, great. Let's go in.
Yep, sounds good.
So now we're entering the foyer or the entryway, and it looks like you got some old brick there exposed.
Yeah, these are the plaster walls from the theater, the steps you walked up, that are the 1909 remnant.
And the exposed walls are going to remain that way, says Cull, so patrons can get a feel for how the old theater looked. But the restored lobby also includes stainless steel handrails, fresh carpeting, Art Deco lighting, and a modern refreshment stand. Down the hallway, to the left, the red restored sloped floor of the main theater opens before us.
Now we've entered the audience chamber. We've built this large stage that will accommodate, again, theater, dance, concerts, many kinds of things. We still will have a movie screen. We will show more of the Kentucky Theater Art film. It's only 48 feet from the front of the stage to the back row.
And there's also the balcony, where before desegregation, African Americans were required to sit.
It still is a vestige of discrimination, obviously. However, if we walk up there, I'll just tell you, that's where I want to buy my season tickets, because those are the best seats in the house.
The intimate blue and burgundy theater also includes surround sound and modern projection equipment. Dressing rooms and administrative offices are connected to another historically significant building next door. Bill Cull says the capital city has been sorely lacking a performing arts center, and the community is anxious to embrace the Grand, which will be staffed by volunteers.
I just think it's going to immeasurably improve this community's quality of life, and I do believe it'll have a tourism impact.
Workers are scrambling to put the finishing touches on the building, including bolting down all 418 donated theater seats. The Grand opens on September 25th with a show featuring the Platters and the Coasters. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.